and musicals are really their own special beast. And you get close with everyone because you're doing all the things on stage, singing, dancing, acting mm-hmm. all at the same time. But then having a small cast of seven, you really get to know each other well. You get to spend more time. There's not 40, 50 people running around trying to keep track of everyone's name. Sometimes it gets to the point of tech and you're like, do I think I know everyone's name now in the show? And so thankfully, yes, with us all seven, it's easier for us to kind of get to know each other. Some of us are playing multiple parts. So you get to kind of interact with everybody at least for a little bit. Mm-hmm. So everyone gets a chance to kind of get to speak and work together on stage that way. And everyone really just comes together and really looking out for each other. It's really a team effort. It's awesome.
And playing with that comedy has been great. There's actually some very, very nice heartfelt moments in the show too. One of them with you and your mom, mm-hmm. Particularly in the show. So it's just a little bit of everything in this.
Do you ever fall in love with the leaning lady?
No.
It happens in the movies all the time. I mean, you go to the movies, they're always marrying each other after they get done shooting the movie, and then they're divorcing a week later.
Yeah. Right, and sometimes they've had partners from previous relationships, and they're still,
Well, this has been great, and a little bit down, but now I feel better.
Good. And now you get to come see a comedy at the Theater Guild.
We dredged up old memories today. Jocelyn Fish, who's the marketing director for the Racine Theater Guild. The show is First Date. Mm-hmm. One of the stars is, I'm going to call you Frankie Muniz. I don't know. Is Parker Muniz. And he's one of the stars of the show. And it's directed by Doug Instanis, who is directing his 190th show or something like that.
105th or 6th, something like that.
All right. Well, thank you guys for coming
in.
Hope we didn't dredge up too many bad memories today.
No. We just hope that, people come out and see the show and support it and then end up buying season tickets for the rest of the year. It's a great night at theater.
I've been doing this for a couple of decades, buying everything. They say, do you want the bonus show? I want everything. I want to be there at the rehearsals. I want to be there when they have their post-dinner. I want to be everything. Give me the complete experience. Thank you guys for coming
in. Thank you, Don.
And this week sometime, you'll have a chance to win tickets to First Date coming to the Racine Theater Guild. Opens up this Friday night. Our tickets, I think, for the 20th Saturday. So, be listening for your chance to win. 802 WRJN Local News Timeless Hits. Let's check news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Applause for former President Trump as he made an unscheduled appearance at the open of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee with a bandage on his right ear, a reminder of the assassination attempt at a rally Saturday. Correspondent Tony DeCoppel is at the RNC.
We got our very first image of the Republican ticket together. Trump and his newly announced running mate, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance. And Vance is interesting. It's been a journey from critic to ally, once calling Trump cultural heroin and possibly America's Hitler. Now fully embraced by the crowd as one of their own. As for Donald Trump himself, he did not speak last night, but the emotion was etched onto his face as well, and he is now reworking his Thursday night speech to be, quote, more unifying, he has said.
Nikki Haley is expected to speak today. The investigation of the assassination attempt by 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks is already pointing to serious security flaws. CBS's Jared Hill.
CBS News has learned Secret Service did not sweep the building Crooks shot from, despite it having a direct line of sight to the stage, since it was outside of the security perimeter. The Butler County Sheriff says his department wasn't responsible for clearing the roof either.
I don't know whose responsibility that would have been.
Former President Biden back on the campaign trail in Las Vegas, where he's planning to speak to the NCAA convention today. He defended his record in an interview with NBC News.
My mental acuity has been pretty damn good. I've gotten more done than any president has in a long, long time, in 3.5 years. So I'm willing to be judged on that.
Stifling heat is settling in the Northeast. It could feel like 100 degrees in New York City today. In Houston, the high is 95, and 143,000 customers still have no power, more than a week after Hurricane Beryl made landfall.
We see CenterPoint trucks driving by all day long. We think it's our turn. It's not our turn.
More than 400,000 people in Illinois and Indiana have no power after strong storms unleashed as many as 10 tornadoes overnight. Just in from overseas, Pakistan's military says 7 people have been killed in a militant attack on a health center there, among them health workers and soldiers. A statement says all three attackers have been killed. Sunday's Euro soccer final, the final match for Gareth Southgate as England manager.
Spain, champions of Europe yet again.
England's manager has announced he's leaving after his team lost to Spain in the championship, marking their second straight defeat in the final. Southgate says it's time for a change and a new chapter. This is CBS News.
Switch to T-Mobile and save with tons of benefits on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Power outages persist in southeastern Wisconsin following recent storms. We Energies reported about 400 outages in Racine and Kenosha counties this morning. The area faced severe weather threats last night, including flash flood warnings and tornado watches. Woodman's has purchased a 21-acre portion of the Racine Regency Mall property for nearly $9 million. The grocery chain plans to open a new store at the site next year. Racine's beaches were under a caution due to contamination following this week's storms. Higher bacteria readings were found in the waters off North Beach and Zoo Beach. A major dredging project is underway in downtown Kenosha's harbor. The 24/7 operation may cause temporary delays for boaters. The Racine County Veterans Service Office is inviting the public to attend a no next of kin funeral for an Air Force veteran. The military funeral honors will be at the Southern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Center in Union Grove starting at 2. The protest march against the RNC in Milwaukee attracted a smaller crowd than anticipated. You can follow along with live RNC updates at civicmedia.us. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The All-Stars come out tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball's 86th All-Star game is tonight. The Brewers' William Contreras will start behind the plate at catcher. In right field is the crew's Christian Yelich, and was asked, what's it like finally being back to play in the Midsummer Classic?
It's been great. You know, it's obviously a really busy couple days, and you're on the go, and there's things to do throughout the whole day and night.
Today is day three of Major League's baseball draft. The Brewers picking 12 players so far, 8 of them pitchers. Brewers GM Matt Arnold asked, while manager Pat Murphy has the team in first place, they've lost 7 of their last 10 games.
We've had our share of bumps along the way, but this is a really good group, you know, and I think Murph does an incredible job getting the guys fired up every day. You know, obviously we've gone through a little bit of a rut lately, but this team is really tough and we win in different ways, and I think we've shown that we're in almost every game, like Murph says, and so I'm really proud of the group and excited to see what we can do in the second half.
NBA, the Bucks play the Clippers tonight in Summer League action in Las Vegas. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Cloudy, a little cooler, but still a bit muggy today. Our high 81 this afternoon. The wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 66. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, cooler, and considerably less humid, 78. By Thursday, sunny, 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Gable. Currently, it's 71.
My parents had me afraid of falling into an old well. That was our big fear. They're like, you fall into an old well, people won't find you for 3 or 4 days. I'm like, 3 or 4 days? How about if I don't come home tonight, you go looking for me? Like, I'm not a world traveler out here. You got a pretty good idea where I'm gonna be. Maybe walk around out there listening for somebody going, help! Help, that'll be me trapped in an old well. Gotta be an old well, though. New well, people just come by cranky right out of there, I guess. Oh, well, people just come by and throw change in there. You make a little money down in an old well. Tough to spend it, but you can make it down there. People come try to rescue you, and they're like, you're too heavy, drop all that change. I'm like, nah, you come back with stronger people. I made this money down here. I'm down here doing well. You know what I mean?
Can't go on, because all of your hope
Tops, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. It's 8:12 on our Tuesday morning together. We were talking to Jocelyn and Parker about First Date, the new production at the Racine Theater Guild. And I came across this story. This 29-year-old Louisiana man was arrested last Tuesday after stealing a ring from his girlfriend. He stole the ring from his girlfriend, pawned it, took that money, and bought her an engagement ring. Can you imagine the nerve? And by the way, they're no longer together. You didn't think they would be. You don't think she said yes after hearing that story, did you? Sunshine today. Highs near 81 degrees. Right now, it's sunny at 72 degrees here at Radio Park with Steppenwolf, Born to be Wild.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way. Smoking lightning, heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind, and the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of the guns and what's in, explode into space. Like a true nature's child, we were born.
Radio Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Take the last train to Foxville. I'll be waiting at the station. Will I try for coffee for later?
sensation.
It's WRJM with the Monkees, Last Train to Clarksville. How do you have to go to the moon? 42% of people in a poll said they don't want to go to the moon. Even if they can guarantee a safe return, they wouldn't go to the moon. Here are the reasons. They said they're not interested, and they think it would be boring. I don't think it would be boring, but I mean, now the safe return part. Everybody thinks, oh, they'll get you up, they'll bring you back. Talk to those two people that took that Boeing spacecraft up to the space station. They're still waiting to get back weeks later because they can't get the thing to work right. So there's no guaranteed safe return. Hey, I want to thank Jocelyn Fish and Parker Munoz for coming in from the new production of the Theater Guild called First Date. As promised, how'd you like to go on a first date and go to the Racine Theater Guild to see the show? And now I have two tickets, a pair of tickets for the Saturday, July 20th performance at 7 p.m. If you'd like to go, give me a call right now if you haven't won anything in the past 60 days. Give me a call at 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. 262-634-9756. And I'll give you a pair of tickets to go see First Date at the Racine Theater Guild. You'll go to the Saturday night performance at 7 p.m. Oh, that's really nice. You can take a first date with you if you'd like. All right, 262-634-9756. Phone lines are open. We'll pluck down one of the callers and give them that pair of tickets right here from the Racine Theater Guild at WRJN.
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Taco Fest of Racine returns on Saturday, July 20th. Experience the best of the best as over 10 of the area's best taco trucks battle it out for the Taco King of Racine title. Pair those tacos up with over 30 taps of Wisconsin craft beers and other delectable eats. It all kicks off at 1 p.m. on July 20th with live music from 6 to 9 p.m. Tacos are available while they last. Come in early and settle in for a day of delicious fun at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden. Taco Fest of Racine is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and Enjoy Mount Pleasant.
At Uline, they know firsthand the road to success is an uphill climb. Uline started in the family basement, and through hard work is now North America's most trusted shipping and industrial supplier. They get what it means to have the support of reliable, hardworking partners, so they keep 41,000 items ready to ship. Whether your company is still in a basement office or expanding cross-country, Uline will be there on your road to success. Visit uline.com.
River City Dental Lab in Racine provides high-quality, handcrafted dental appliances by experienced technicians at affordable rates and in less than half the time. A full denture starting at $650. Acrylic partial denture starting at $600. Dental flippers for up to five teeth starting at $550. Reline your dentures for only $250. Night guards for only $250. Or have your dentures repaired starting at $80. By going directly through River City Dental Labs, you could save up to $2,000 on a full denture for the same outstanding quality. No more long waits to get everything back in place. Learn more online at RiverCityDentalLaboratory.com or call 312-256-6860 for an appointment. River City Dental Lab, providing dentures and more for a fraction of the cost in less than half the time.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Up on the roof.
When this old world starts getting me down and people are just too much for me to face, I climb way up to the top of the stairs and all my cares just drift right into space. On the roof is peaceful as can be, and there the world below can't bother me. Let me tell you now, when I come home feeling tired and weak, I go up where the air is fresh and sweet.
Drifters up on the roof at WRJN. So get this, a woman in Texas couldn't use her front door because a giant spider was on her porch and wouldn't leave. So she left a note when her Amazon driver came to kill the spider. He came through for her. He did it. The whole video's on her doorbell cam. What a hero. Abraham, Martin, and John. Here's Dion.
Anybody here? He freed a lot of people, but it seemed the good they die young. You know, I just looked around and he's gone.
just look around and it's gone. Didn't you love the things that they stood for? Didn't they try to find some good for you and me? And we'll be free someday. Soon is gonna
from his group, Dion and the Belmonts, one of his solo hits, Abraham, Martin, John. Local news and timeless hits for you at WRJM. Listen to this story. Someone dropped their dog, Dexter, off for a haircut. They got a text message back from the groomer that says, "Hi, Dexter is dead." And the groomer sent another 1 minute later. The text said, "Sorry, stupid autocorrect. I meant to say Dexter is ready." Holy mackerel. They also sent a picture of him assuring the owner he had a great time. Could you imagine getting a thing like that? Your dog is dead. Mistake. Your dog is ready for pickup. That's horrible. It's 8:30 at WRJN Radio. Let's check news from Civic Media.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senator Ron Johnson going on the attack in his primetime speech at the RNC last night.
Today's Democrat agenda, their policies, are a clear and present danger to America, to our institutions, our values, and our people.
After the speech, Johnson claimed in an interview that wasn't the speech he planned to give. His people aren't saying who changed it, how they did it, or why. A father and daughter from Green Bay are dead, the apparent victims of extreme heat while hiking on rugged terrain in a national park in Utah. Albino Herrera Espinoza was 52. Beatrice Herrera was 23. Authorities say they died in 100-degree heat last week after they ran out of water. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Power problems persist for some following more storms last night. We Energies was dealing with about 400 outages in Racine and Kenosha counties this morning. Southeast Wisconsin faced a night of severe weather threats as the National Weather Service issued multiple alerts, including a flash flood warning for Kenosha County and a tornado watch for Kenosha, Racine, and Walworth counties. The weather system brought heavy rain, thunder, lightning, and strong winds to the region. A Kenosha pastor almost stole the show at the first night of the RNC. Pastor James A. Romke of the Messiah Lutheran Church delivered a Donald Trump impression before his benediction. The Reverend's performance included Trump's characteristic mannerisms and catchphrases, and he did get a good response from the crowd. There was also a big smile from the former president. Trump was attending his first public event since surviving an assassination attempt. Racine's mayor is one of 40 global mayors to take part in an upcoming leadership program. A statement says Mayor Corey Mason has been chosen to take part in the Bloomberg Harvard City Leadership Initiative. Mason says there are benefits for Racine, including new partnerships to better serve the community. There's a lot of mud and muck getting moved around in downtown Kenosha. A major dredging project led by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is going on this week in the harbor. The work will run 24/7. The harbor will remain accessible to boats, but there may be temporary delays. Boaters are being told to keep their distance from that crane and barge. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
800-281-8193.
Join Hospice Alliances by Land or Water for their inaugural Root River Poker Run fundraiser on Saturday, July 20th. Check-in begins at Riverside Marina Clubhouse at 949 Erie Street in Racine at 1 p.m. Then the fun begins at 2, where you can walk, run, drive, canoe, kayak, or dinghy your way around the Riverside Marina Clubhouse. It's $30 to register and includes a poker card and after-party meal for one attendee from Joey's Yardarm. Extra poker cards are available for $10 each. For more info, go to hospicealliance.org/pokerrun.
Partly cloudy, a little cooler, but still a bit muggy today. Our high 81 this afternoon. The wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 66. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, cooler, and considerably less humid, 78. By Thursday, sunny, 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Once they gave you the option, you could talk, you could type. Talking ended that day. It's over. Talking is obsolete. It's antiquated. I feel like a blacksmith up here sometimes, to tell you the truth. I could text you this whole thing. We can get the hell out of here right now. Why would I want to get information from a face when I could get it from a nice clean screen? Don't you feel uncomfortable now? Faces come up to you. Well, I'll tell you what I think that way out of the guy. Their lips and their teeth and their gums and their... There's a missed shaving spot. There's a piece of crust, some goo. You see a little lunch remnant in their teeth. Just send me an email about this, would you? I can't do it anymore. Your face is the worst news I've had all day. We want a text. Text. We like that word, don't we? Text. It's fun to say. It's got that short, tight, got the X in there, a little bite to it. Text it. Don't tell me. Text it. Don't tell me.
For the man,
too much for the man, he couldn't make it,
so he's leaving the life he's come to know. Ooh.
He said he's going,
he said he's going back to find,
going back to find,
ooh, ooh, ooh. What's left of his world, the world he left behind. Not so long ago. He's leaving.
Leaving.
On that midnight train to Georgia.
Leaving on the midnight train.
Yeah. Said he's going back.
Going back to
a simpler place of time.
That right.
Oh, yes. But he so found out the hard way that dreams don't always come true. Oh no, so he burned all his homes, and he even sold his old car, bought a one-way ticket back to the life he once knew. Oh yes, he did. He said. He's going back to find,
ooh,
a simpler place and time.
Ooh, this is gonna be right,
yeah,
by his side.
Now I'm gonna be with him.
I know you will.
Oh, that midnight train to Georgia. I'd rather live in his world than live without him.
Yeah.
Night of the Pips, Midnight Train to Georgia. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN 839 on a Tuesday morning. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here today. I do appreciate it. All right, let's say you were independently wealthy. Let's just say that. You had all the money in the world. What would you do? Here's what people said. Travel the world, retire early, spend it on their family, buy their dream house, or start their own business. How about this one? Start tailing off people that you were afraid to do when you were poor, huh? Start with a few bosses you work for, call them up, and say, by the way, remember me? And then tell them what you really think, huh? Greek Alley, Mamas and the Papas now at WRJN Radio.
John and Mitchie were getting kind of itchy just to leave the folk music behind. Saul and Denny working for a penny, trying to get a fish on the line. In a coffee house, Sebastian sat, and after every number they passed that. McQueen and McGuire's just a getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Saul is a Denny, you know there aren't many who can sing a song the way that you do. Let's go south.
Denny says, "Olly golly, don't you think that I wish I could play guitar like you?" And McGuire still are getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. When Cass was a sophomore, planned to go to Swarthmore, but she changed her mind one day. Standing on the turnpike, thumb out the hitchhike, take her to New York right away. When Denny met Cass, he gave a love bomb. McGuire couldn't get no higher, but that's what they were aiming at. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Mugwumps, high jumps, low slumps, big bumps, don't you work as hard as you play. Make up, break up, everything you shake up, yes, it had to be that way. Sebastian hands off for me spoonful. Just a catching fire in L.A., you know where that's at. Everybody's getting fat except Mama Cass. Disgusted, ages can't be trusted, and then she wants to go to the sea.
Cass can't make it, she says we'll have to fake it. We knew she'd come eventually. Greasing on American Express cars,
but keeping out the heat's hard.
Love these good vibrations and our imaginations can't go on indefinitely.
And California dreaming is becoming a reality.
what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you a down or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and lay by. We love people, we not dirty, we not mean. We love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, the lives we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee.
See, I can write lyrics like that. Mocha Jerry in the summertime, local news, timeless hits, and WRJN. Hey, what's the best month to have a birthday? June got the most votes in a survey, followed closely by July. The five different months tied for last place, November, December, January, February, and March. Now, I understand December because your cheap relatives will say, oh, this is for your birthday and for Christmas. See, my daughter was born in early January. And every, oh, this is for Christmas and your birthday. And you know they didn't double up on the money. You know that. It was just, we don't have to buy two gifts. We'll just say it's, you know, for both. Hey, coming up in just a moment, we've got some tickets for you. Stay tuned.
One birdie throws over the middle. Picked off.
Moore.
Backside pressure. Down he goes.
Gaines.
To the end zone. Touchdown. Braylon Allen.
The Badgers.
The Tigers.
Live from Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida. It's the ReliaQuest Bowl. Join us New Year's Day. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
WLAK, 1260 a.m., Lake Air Amory.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? All roads lead to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese, pepperoni, and sausage pizza to golden fried chicken and signature hot sandwiches and calzones, Ferraro's satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. July's pizza of the month is the buffalo chicken, buffalo sauce, premium chicken, and mozzarella. Also, make sure you ask for ranch on the side. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Enhance the life of your loved one this summer with Easy Mobility Solutions in Racine. Give them a gift of a new Pride Mobility Scooter, Go-Go, Jazzy Carbon, or Viva Lift Power Lift Chair. Designed for ultimate comfort and convenience, test drive a Pride and never pay MSRP. Lightweight, durable, portable, and affordable, Pride Mobility and the team at Easy Mobility Solutions, dedicated to helping you regain your freedom. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue.
Hey, we have guests on today from First Date at the Racine Theater Guild. It's coming starting Friday. How'd you like to go see First Date at the Racine Theater Guild? On me. I'll buy two tickets for you and send you. How do you like that? Give me a call right now if you haven't won anything in the past 60 days. 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. And we'll give you a pair of tickets to go see First Date at the Racine Theater Guild this Saturday night at 7.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants in stock.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. And here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Hi, Jan.
Hi.
You are going to win a pair of tickets to go to the Racine Theater Guild for First Date.
Thank you so much. I'm surprised. Thank you.
Oh, surprised? No, no surprise. By the way, I'm not going to embarrass you to ask you about your first date, but if you want to tell me.
Oh, my gosh. I was listening to you this morning, and I can't remember. I think it was a show. And we didn't talk, and I never saw him again.
That sounds like my first date I told you about.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing. It's like, but I think the show was Mr. Sardonicus, so no wonder we didn't talk.
I remember that was a horror movie. I remember that with the guy with the...
That was the date.
With guy with the guy with the mask and everything, with the big smile?
Yes.
That's the date you went on?
I don't remember talking afterwards, and I don't remember saying goodbye, and I never saw him again. And I don't even know who he was.
Well, I picked her up. I think she smiled at me, took her to the movies, dropped her off. I don't think she said anything to me on the whole day. I think she kept thinking of herself, how do I get out of this? How do I get out of this? Do I just run? How do I get out of this? But anyway, so Jan, you got tickets to First Date at the Racine Theater Guild this Saturday night at 7, okay?
I pick them up that night, right?
Yeah, just hold on the line. Don't go anywhere. Just hold on for just 1 second, Jan. It's 854 WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. Cindy Huber's coming up next. Kurt Bowman after her. And guess what? Since the All-Star break is happening, there's no Brewers game, but we've got Chris Morrow coming in, 6 till 9 o'clock tonight. So a full schedule of your hosts right here at WRJN. I'll catch you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., bright and early, 8:55 now at WRJN.
Too long.